From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the Fed is prepared to buy Treasury bonds to help bolster the U.S. economy, but is still trying to decide how big the bond purchase program should be. He says inflation is running below the Fed's 2% target, and the economy is growing too slowly to reduce the nation's high joblessness.
Unemployment is clearly too high relative to estimates of the sustainable rate. Moreover, with output growth over the next year expected to be only modestly above its longer-term trend, high unemployment is currently forecast to persist for some time. Given the committee's objectives, there would appear, all else being equal, to be a case for further action.
Bernanke is speaking this morning at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. The Labor Department says consumer prices have risen slightly, up just 0.1% last month, largely because of higher food and gasoline costs. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, consumer prices were unchanged. The Pentagon says it will comply with a court order to stop enforcing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy barring gays from serving openly in the military, even as the administration asks a federal judge to delay implementing the ruling. NPR's Rachel Martin reports the Justice Department says it will appeal the decision to a federal appeals court.
A spokesperson for the Justice Department says the government is defending the Don't Ask, Don't Tell statute because that's what's traditionally done when acts of Congress are challenged. At the same time, the filing goes out of its way to say that President Obama intends to reverse Don't Ask, Don't Tell through a, quote, orderly repeal process. White House officials say that means getting Congress to do away with the policy through legislation. The filing raises questions about the injunction issued by Judge Virginia Phillips earlier this week, which forced the Pentagon to put a stop to all investigations and pending discharges under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is locked in a tight re-election race in Nevada, and he was on the defensive for much of his only debate before Election Day with his GOP opponent, Tea Party favorite Sharron Angle last night. NPR's Ina Jaffe says that Angle challenged Reid to, in her words, man up.
Sharron Angle tried to portray Reid as a creature of Washington out of touch with average Nevadans. Reid, echoing his TV spots, repeatedly called her ideas extreme. He went after her suggestion that Social Security should be privatized.
Look what would have happened had we put this money into the stock market, as was suggested by President Bush.
Angle attacked Reid for saying that the war in Iraq had been lost. Reid said that was taken out of context, but Angle would have none of it.
That demoralized our troops and endangered them, and you need to apologize to them, Senator.
There were no huge gaffes or knockout blows. Polls show the race is extremely tight. Early voting begins Saturday.
That's Ina Jaffe reporting. This is NPR News from Washington. Egypt's foreign minister says Arab nations may ask the United Nations to recognize an independent Palestinian state very soon if Israel does not stop building settlements in the West Bank. Terry Schultz reports he made the comment at an international meeting on Pakistan hosted by the European Union.
Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Ghait says the Arab League is considering formally asking the United Nations to recognize a Palestinian state, possibly as soon as next month. Speaking as he arrived in Brussels for a meeting of the group of nations and organizations called the Friends of Pakistan, Ghait said this is one of the options being examined by the Arab League in response to Israel's continued settlement activity. In Ramallah yesterday, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called on the Mideast Quartet, comprising the U.S., EU, UN, and Russia, to help create a Palestinian state. Earlier this month at an Arab League meeting in Libya, Abbas said he may ask the U.S. for such recognition. These suggestions have not been enthusiastically received in the past. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A jury in Pennsylvania has convicted two men of a federal hate crime in the beating death of an illegal Mexican immigrant. The men were found guilty of violating the civil rights of 25-year-old Luis Ramirez. He was killed 2 years ago after a confrontation with some white high school football players in the town of Shenandoah. Ramirez's fiancée, Crystal Dillman, says she's pleased by the verdict.
I couldn't be happier. My family finally gets justice, well, some justice, and Luis can finally rest a little bit easier in peace knowing that some justice was served.
The two men could be sentenced to up to life in prison for their conviction. One of them sobbed as the verdict was read in the courtroom. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.